Creating a Book of Positive Aspects.
In the first year of Jerry Nestor's work with us, they were using small hotel meeting rooms in different cities, always wanting to provide a comfortable place where people could gather to address their personal questions with us. There was a hotel in the city of Austin that always seemed to forget they were coming, even though Esther had made arrangements with the hotel, signed contracts, even called in the days just prior to the event to confirm. The hotel was always able to accommodate them, even though when they arrived no one seemed to be expecting them. But it was very uncomfortable for Jerry and Esther to be in the position of urging the hotel to hurry to get the room ready before their guests arrived. Finally, Esther said, "I think we should find a new hotel." And we said, "That might be a good idea, but remember, you will take yourselves with you." "What do you mean?" Esther asked a bit defensively. We explained to her, if you take action from your perspective of lack, the action is always counterproductive. In fact, it is likely that the new hotel will treat you just like the last one did. Jerry and Esther laughed at our explanation because they'd already moved from one hotel to another for the very same reason. "Well, what should we do?" they asked. We encouraged them to purchase a new notebook and write boldly across the front cover of it, "My Book of Positive Aspects." And on the first page of the book, write, "Positive Aspects of This Hotel in Austin." And so Esther began to write. "It's a beautiful facility. It's immaculate. It's very well situated. It's close to the interstate. It's easy to find. There are many different sized rooms to accommodate our increasing numbers. The hotel staff is friendly." And as Esther was making those entries, her feeling about the hotel changed from one of negative to one of positive. And in the moment that she began to feel better, her attraction from the hotel changed. She did not write, "They're always ready and waiting for us," because that had not been her experience, and writing that would have evoked a feeling of contradiction or a feeling of defense or a feeling of justification from her. But by wanting to feel good and by deliberately focusing her attention more upon the things about the hotel that did feel good, Esther's point of attraction regarding the hotel shifted, and then something Esther found very interesting happened. The hotel never forgot they were coming again. Esther was amused to realize that the hotel had not been forgetting about their agreement because they were uncaring or disorganized. The staff was simply being influenced by her dominant thought about them. In short, they could not buck the current of Esther's negative thought. Esther enjoyed her book of positive aspects so much that she began writing pages on many subjects of her life. We encouraged her to not only write about the things in which she was seeking improved feelings, but to write about things she already felt mostly positive about, just to get in the habit of good-feeling thoughts and for the pleasure of good-feeling thoughts. It's a nice way to live.